Gospel of the Lord according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this was not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She brought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can you smell the air, the perfume in the air this morning?
I sprayed a little perfume around this morning.
I didn't want to spray too much, because I know some people might be just allergic to it, but I just sprayed a little bit to make it smell nice in here. Have you ever gone to the department stores? Maybe Kinney's, or used to be Ames. Remember Ames department store? Maybe I'm aging myself. But they used to have samples of perfume bottles where the ladies could maybe not the men so much, but the ladies anyway. You could usually sample some of the spray bottles and put a little bit on your wrist and see whether you like the perfume or not. Of course, that was to pretty much encourage you to buy the perfume pretty much at the store. My mother had her favorite perfume. It was from Avon. It was called Mesmerize. I think that was the name of it. I can remember very clearly the day that my mother passed away in the hospital. I was holding her hand, and my brother was on the other side. And we were praying for her until she just quietly, as she was quiet in her own way, and she just slipped away. It was a very difficult year for me, losing my mother, and then 6 months later, losing my sister. I hold them both very close to my heart. There have been occasions that I would often spray some of her perfume into the air that she used to wear, just to remember her scent and remember her. There have been times when I sometimes see an elderly lady in the grocery store who reminds me of my mom, and it brings me to tears, but it brings back to me my mom's loving, caring ways. It's strange how a complete stranger, how their character, when you see someone, or the scent of perfume, it can remind us of those that we miss so much. Many of us have family that are so dear to our hearts who have faced severe, life-threatening health issues. When death occurs, we have pictures and lockets, and jewelry and mementos that fill our memories of our love for them. When we lose someone close to us, we don't always get the opportunity to say what we'd like to say to them. Sometimes it's just too late. God, as we know, has a plan for each of us, He knows exactly how much time we have and when he will call us home. In today's gospel, we learn about Mary of Bethany. Mary of Bethany is not to be confused with Mary Magdalene, who traveled with Jesus and was at his crucifixion. Mary had saved a pound of very expensive perfume, probably as part of her dowry for her prospects for marriage. The perfume was probably a year's wages of a normal working man's. Mary was a true Christian, a worshiper, portrayed so wonderfully in today's gospel. You'll probably remember a few days earlier, Jesus had raised Lazarus from the grave. Many were confused at seeing Lazarus alive and walking about. In appreciation, his sisters, Martha and Mary, had invited Jesus to their home about 6 days before the Passover. The Roman soldiers were close at hand, looking for Jesus and some of his disciples who had traveled with him. Jesus was aware that he would soon enter into Jerusalem, where he would be arrested and tried. He knew that it was getting close to his time. Martha was busy with the preparation of the meal, while Mary was eager at the opportunity to sit next to Jesus at his feet because of her faith and love. Even though she was neglecting most of her duties, most likely Jesus was reclining at a divan, as they called it, using a cushion on one arm and reclining, as it would be, and eating. Mary found herself longing to hear Jesus, to hear his words, while the disciples failed and missed his important teachings about his upcoming death and resurrection. They wouldn't have him much longer, but they weren't listening. Can you imagine how Mary felt? Being able to sit next to Jesus and listen to him? It must have been exciting for her, a simple young girl sitting next to this wonderful man. Mary seems to be the only one who was sensitive to the impending death of Jesus. Judas Iscariot, who was a common thief at heart, and the only thing he cared about was for himself. And we all know that he would soon betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Mary opposed Judas and didn't care for his ways. Mary herself violated several normal customs of the day. She was expected to serve, and no woman of that time unwrapped her hair, not in public anyways. It was not dignified. She touched the feet of another, which was degrading. The perfume she collected was a typical treasure that was kept by a woman for her dowry, which she emptied on Jesus. She wiped the feet of Jesus with a gift of fine perfume with her long hair. This would prefigure the time that soon Jesus would wipe the feet of his disciples before his crucifixion. Her gesture was one of Jewish customs for anointing before a burial. Judas thought that the value of the perfume, which was thousands of dollars, should be given to the poor. Jesus told Judas to leave Mary alone, for what she had done was a great compassionate act. Mary expressed deep grace by anointing Jesus with her perfume, showing her love and devotion towards him. The aroma and scent filled the room just like today, here. Can you just imagine? It fills our minds with the smell of grace. The smell fills us of Holy Spirit and our love for Jesus. A week from today is Palm Sunday, and the commemoration of the entrance of the Lord into Jerusalem. The word passion describes the suffering endured by Jesus his last few days of his life. The palm branch is a symbol of victory and a sign of reverence. In Europe, where palm branches are hard to find, branches of box, yew, or willow are often carried in procession on Palm Sunday to commemorate Jesus' triumph into Jerusalem. We will soon begin the journey with Jesus again throughout Holy Week in his mercy and gift to us, the cross. God gave us the gift of grace through his Son, Jesus Christ, through his love and mercy. Grace is given to us by the Father, and we respond as his children with our expression of love to him. Amen.
Amen.